It's been a big weekend for the cell phone. Apple's newest device, the iPhone, is expanding what a cell phone can do. While a $600 phone might be a handy trinket for some folks, more affordable mobile phones are becoming the lifeblood of developing nations around the world. Cell phone use grew a staggering 39% in Africa last year, and more people in rural, impoverished areas are using cell phones. While they may be able to communicate with 21st century speed, many of them are still back in the dark ages in terms of basic financial services. Millions of the rural poor lack a simple bank account. A group based at the World Bank believes cell phone technology could change that. It's developed a new system that allows people to use their cell phones as a surrogate for a bank. Kabir Kumar is a microfinance analyst with the Consultative Group to Assist the Poor, and he joins us in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, Debbie.
How common is it for someone in a poor country to have a cell phone but not have a bank account?
It's very common. In large parts of the world, in Africa and Asia, in Nigeria, for instance, we are looking at 40 million by the end of this year cell phone subscribers, but I would suspect that there are, you know, less than 40% of the country has access to a bank account.
Why is it that people don't have access to a formal financial service?
Well, there are a number of reasons. They may not have an ID card, or they may not have certain basic things that banks require people to have to open an account. In many cases, people are not employed on an annual basis. They don't have regular sources of income. Then that puts them outside the banking system. In some cases, and this is what we are finding, that people are eligible and they might be able to access a bank account, but they are not close to a bank branch and have to travel long distances to even do basic banking services, to even have access to a basic checking account.
Now, explain to me how I would do this. Let's say I'm a worker. I have cash.
Right.
I've got my weekly pay.
Right.
How do I get it onto my cell phone?
You take your cash, you go to a location. We call these people agents. And it could be, you know, in Brazil, these are, lottery houses and pawn shops. In the Philippines, they're people that sell, prepaid airtime. And you go there and you give your money to this airtime dealer. And he or she sends you a little text message saying, look, I've received this money and your account has been topped with this amount. And that's how you enter it. So it's sort of like a human ATM. You essentially go to this individual and you give them cash and they send you a text message saying you have it.
So I leave with my topped out account on my cell phone and I can go shop and just say, here's my cell phone?
Yes. Now you have this in your account, in this virtual account. We've signed up a number of retailers.
Like direct deposit.
Right, direct deposit. You have a number of retailers that accept this. So you go around using it. You pay your bills. You transfer money to your kids in school. You buy your groceries. And you don't, ever use cash. And so, we are interested in seeing whether this is feasible and what it would entail. You know, how would people respond to this? Especially, most of the world, people are used to living in cash. Would they be comfortable with not feeling the money in their hands? And what does it mean in a larger context for the economy? What does it mean for regulators, banking regulators in particular, and the banking system in particular? All of these questions, we are looking into answering.
I would think there would be some concern on the part of people, like, how do I know my money is safe? How do I know I'm not going to this human ATM, giving them my cash, and then I'm never going to see it again?
That's a very good question.
Or somebody's going to tap into my phone and get the money.
Both of those things are very good questions. These are things that we don't know yet because we haven't really seen the volumes. And that's what we are trying to do. We are supporting banks in Mongolia, in Pakistan, in Kenya, in South Africa. We are working with this telecom operator in the Philippines just to answer those kinds of questions, to understand what it would take to, build trust.
From a policy standpoint, what are we talking about? Why is the World Bank interested in funding groups like yours to try this? Is this addressing rural poverty?
Absolutely. Our mission at the Consultative Group to Assist the Poor is to build inclusive financial systems, increasing access to finance, having access to a checking account, having access to savings, being able to get credit, being able to get a mortgage. We all know the benefits of that. So creating a means to get these services to people who are in remote rural locations, who are not eligible to have a bank account, these kinds of channels, a cell phone channel, holds this kind of promise.
Kabir Kumar is with the Consultative Group to Assist the Poor based at the World Bank here in Washington. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Debbie.